Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So the movie that debuted at the top of the box office this weekend, it took in a better than expected $19 million in ticket sales, is Limitless. It's all about taking a drug that causes you to be able to use your entire brain, makes you feel fantastic, and, you know, makes you feel limitless, quite literally, limitless. Neil Berger joins us, director of the film Limitless. Neil, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Which is a better feeling, having the best movie of the weekend or taking this pill that you profile in this movie?
Well, having never taken the pill, it's the movie. That feels pretty good at the moment. But, yeah, the pill is a pretty wild ride as well.
Well, let's get a sense of what that wild ride sounds like. Here's a clip.
I was blind, but now I see.
Something wrong in law school?
How do you know I'm in law school?
People who aren't usually don't carry around dry, academically constipated books about a dead Supreme Court justice.
You're a creep, aren't you?
No, I just noticed the book.
I'd seen it before. 12 years ago in college. Information from the odd museum show, a half-read article, some PBS documentary. It was all bubbling up in my frontal lobes, mixing itself together into a sparkling cocktail of useful information. She didn't have a chance.
What are your suggestions?
So Neil Berger, the director of the film Limitless, that's a clip from the movie. And after 30 seconds, that drug produces such an effect on his mind, and we're sort of in this, inside his brain there with that interior voice. How hard was that to achieve, this inner voice in the movie?
Well, that was the real challenge of how you show the, how he sees the world, how he processes information, but also the real fun to come up with the visual language for that, and how he can remember everything he's ever seen or heard. How do you show that? How do you show what inspiration looks like?
And how do you do that? Give us some sense, because the shots in this, the visual style of this movie is every bit as impressive as the performance of Mr. Cooper, who's in every single scene, and the script, which is really actually pretty dazzling.
Well, I mean, in two ways. One is, obviously, I'm a writer myself, so it's a matter of like trying to kind of get a visual image of what it is when a word comes into my head. You know, what does that look like, and how can I create a visual analog for that I can put in the film? And then the other one was trying to break down and sort of create a form for how he actually sees the world. And I had this idea about fractals, him seeing sort of the microcosm, which is the, some sort of mirrored, part of a larger whole, and then kind of creating a visual language that mirrored that.
Well, it was amazing. You do get the sense that you're along for his mental ride, Brad Cooper, who's the star of this movie, Limitless. As the movie begins, there's a sort of futuristic sense of this pill being a part of some pharmacological utopia that we haven't experienced yet. But as the movie went on, it felt a lot like, Wall Street during the 80s, where everybody's, doing something up their nose and running around feeling like powerful and supremely like together. Every drug, in some sense, if it's not just a cheap high, promises this kind of personal utopia.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not supposed to be high or wired. As he says in the movie, he's just clear. He knows what to do and how to get it done. So for me, the movie very much is about power, but also about a guy that's not just dreaming of power, but really able to get things done. And what is that like?
And there are some suspicions in the movie that actually the all of the talented rich people in the world can be explained by they all take the same drug and are desperate to get more of it. Did you find yourself believing in that conspiracy by the end?
No, it's always conspiracy theories are always fun to go with because they they seem to make sense of the world and which is a pretty crazy place as we know.
Well, Robert De Niro, who's a co-star in this movie, isn't buying it at all. Listen,
I mean, you do know you're a freak. Your deductive powers are a gift from God or chance or a stray shot of sperm or whatever, whoever the hell wrote your life script. A gift, not earned. You do not know what I know because you have not earned those powers. You haven't had to climb up all the greasy little rungs. You haven't done the time in that first marriage to the girl with the right father. You think you can leap over all in a single bound. You don't know how to assess your competition because you haven't competed. Don't make me your competition.
Neil Berger, who were you rooting for? The powers of natural understanding and wisdom in the form of De Niro or Brad Cooper?
Well, you, normally I would root for the, you know, the powers of natural, you know, natural achievement. You know, De Niro's character has paid his dues and, you know, worked his way up, as he says. But I must say, Bradley Cooper, he's such a winning character that you can't help but go with him. I mean, he's a great guy, and he's really good in this.
And, you know, I thought you might title the movie Effortless because he seems so effortless. But making a movie is not effortless, right?
No, making a movie is a back-breaking endeavor of, you know, about 18 months of 24/7, you know, adrenaline-driven.
Can I ask you about the edit room at the end? I mean, there's a little subplot in here about Gaddafi and Libya.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Did that freak you out that it was going to all change?
Yeah, well, it freaked me out that it was going to sort of take people out of the movie. I mean, they mentioned that they're doing a deal with in Libya during the movie. So yeah, so they mentioned it a number of times, and so
you must have freaked out.
Yeah, but you know what? By the time it literally that's come up in the last, you know, 2-3 weeks now, and you know, the movie was done, and I was like, oh god, you know, that's just the sort of thing that can throw a movie off. You know, you make a movie about bombing, and then there's some horrible bombing, and you know, and then nobody wants to see the movie for good reason. So
I don't want to give the ending away, but is it a trick or is it real? The ending,
you know,
and people who see the movie will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, look, I think that the movie is, in a way, it's a fable, but without a simple moral at the end, and you know, instead it raises a question and questions in general because the answers aren't so clear. You know, if you can cure cancer with the pill, what's wrong with the pill? You know, if you're just doing it for personal enhancement because you don't want to be so ordinary, you know, maybe that's another thing.
What's wrong with that? Hey, I'm sick of being ordinary. Neil Berger, thanks so much.
It's like getting a nose job, you know. This is now a brain job.
Brain job. Neil Berger, director of the film Limitless, number one movie at the box office. It made $19 million over the weekend about a drug that you can take that makes you, quite literally, limitless. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, John.
Although the idea that we only use 10% of our brain is a myth, right?
Yeah, I only use 1%.
But no, it goes the other way,
consider what this show could be.